Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be, that you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of, that you deserve the existence you have been given or it would not have been granted to you, that you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Gary. I'm your host. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Revolutionary Life, guys, talks about all the things that affect our lives every day. Difference is we talk about those things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. And change is inevitable. If there's one thing constant in this universe, and that's change, shit's changing right now as we speak. So keep in mind, if you're dealing with the world the way you did yesterday, you're falling behind. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And so tonight on Revolutionary Life, our title is, What If I Told You? Our title is a question, guys. And the question is, what if I told you there is no out there? What if I told you that there is no out there? Tonight, we take a revolutionary look at this new age concept that's floating around, that everything is consciousness, that everything is mind. There is actually no out there. Just mind creating it all. How about that? Ain't that interesting? We'll talk about that tonight. We're not going to accept it or reject it, not from this end anyway, but we damn sure going to talk about it. And I'll tell you what I like about it, even though it's hard for me to grasp this understanding at all. But we'll talk about it, guys. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, there is no out there. I want you to think about that a minute. And tonight, guys, just keep in mind that this show is a call-in show. I got a chat room, and I got a call-in number. And at a certain point in this show, we stop everything, and we go to our call-in section. I will announce that section, at which point you're free to call. All right. I will be monitoring that chat, and I will be taking those calls. And so tonight, and I call it your time to shine. I set a whole part of the show aside just for your comments, concerns, questions, hysterical outbursts, whatever. And so, tonight, guys, we're finna dive deep. To me, that's what this is. We're finna dive deep into a concept floating around out there that swears that there is no out there, guys. Out there. And it's all mind. You put it together. How about that? And I'll tell you what. I want you to think about that a minute. Let me give you a little intro music. And I'll be right back, guys. And we're going to get into this. Hang in there. We'll be right back. And you're listening to, excuse me, to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host tonight, Gary. And tonight, guys, we're going to dive deep, telling you. Tonight, there's this concept out there called, well, I don't know if that's the name of the concept, but there's this concept out here that says that truly, in reality, there is no out there. What that means, guys, and I had to work with this one for a while, Jack, because this was kind of, this was out there for me. But this was out there, this concept. And so I had to work with that for a while. I had to understand that what they're saying in the statement is that everything you see, smell, taste, and touch, and feel, the world that you exist in right now, the chair you're sitting in, to the car you're driving, the people around you, your situation, all of it, the universe itself, all of it is in your mind. How about that? Can you get with that? All of it comes from you. All of it is a manifestation of your own consciousness. And so real is just what you believe is real. Real is what you project into space and time. And look around you guys. This is what you get. This is who you are. This is what you've created. I like that. Because, hey, listen, I did a presentation, guys. Just keep in mind that all of our presentations are archived. That is to say, everything is on demand. After we finish here, it's recorded and it's put in our on-demand section. If you're on my site, you just scroll down, you'll see all of our previous shows. All it takes is a click and you can listen to any show based on topic and you can listen to it at your leisure. Same with this show. If you're not able to stay for the whole show, if you miss half the show or whatever, if you come to my site anytime, day or night, 24/7, and look at my on-demand section, you'll see this presentation there. It's going to be there about an hour after we finish tonight. Recorded and put in our archive section so it shows up on-demand. Now, the reason I said that is because there was a presentation I did a couple of days ago on manifestation. Well, it was called spirituality. And one of the things in the spiritual community is this concept of you are manifestors, that we are a nation of magi. I, magi nation. Our imagination creates the world around us. That we are creators. We are creators of our environment, of everything that we see, smell, taste, and touch. How about that? And so this concept here, there is no out there, kind of reminds me of that manifesting. Because when I did the manifesting presentation, I mentioned that the idea is that the world is the way it is now because you're manifesting and don't even know it. You can't be responsible for the world you see around you up until you know that you're the one who built it, that it wouldn't be here without you. You did it. And if you wanted to change, you can change it. All you got to do is own up to it. All you got to do is take responsibility for it. Can't change what you don't own. Can't change other people's shit. You can't change what you don't own. So a lot of people like to point fingers. It's the government. It's the Illuminati. It's the white supremacists. It's the corporations. It's the devil. That's another thing. It's demons. It's the devil. It's evil spirits. All that good shit. It's somebody else's fault why life is what it is for you and me. Somehow or another, you off the hook. That I don't like. What I do like about it is that it puts the responsibility square on your shoulders for the life you live. Oh, have mercy. And some people don't want that. That's too much responsibility. Some of you, it's kind of like there's another presentation on my on-demand section on COVID-19 and the pandemic, where I just literally talk about immunity and the biological immunity of your body's ability to naturally fight diseases. And I was talking about the vaccines. And I mentioned to you, I tried to explain to you, and I even put a few pictures up there so you could see what I was talking about, was just simply that the vaccines doesn't cure anything. If you look for my presentation on my on-demand section here on my site, you'll see a presentation called Vaccines Don't Cure Anything. The goal of the vaccine is to kick your immune system into play. So once a doctor gives you a shot, a jab, they're done. Their job is done. But yours isn't. Just because he put that virus in you, or some portion of it, it's supposed to wake up your immune system and get it going. And I ask you, what good is that if your immune system ain't about it? Nothing. What good is that if you got a weak, poor immune system? What good is that vaccine going to do for you to kick in, try to kick in? It ain't going to build your immune system. All it's supposed to do is kick in your existing natural immune system. That's the job of a vaccine. It's not a cure. It's not medicine. It's not a drug. Even though drug companies produce them, it's not a drug. It's a virus or some pieces or parts of a virus. The idea is your body is supposed to see that thing once they put it in you, your immune system into action. And your immune system will go into action with the white blood cells and the B cells and the T cells, and it'll attack that virus and then build immunity and memory of that virus and keep you immune to that virus. So a virus is like that. But what if your immune system ain't about nothing? What if you don't give a damn about your health? You don't even want to talk about health. You don't want to talk about vitamins and nutrients and being a vegetarian or vegan. Hell with all that. You want to eat what you like. You want to live the life you like. And then when you get sick, what you want is a shot, a pill, so you can feel better and go back out there and keep doing the same old shit again until you land up in a hospice somewhere and your family is saying goodbye to you. I've been there. My family didn't give a damn about health. If you ate and got full, you were good to go, regardless of what you ate. Pork, you name it. Bucket of fried chicken. Whatever, guys. The point was, is that even with the vaccine, the responsibility for your health, the responsibility for having a strong immune system is yours, not some doctor's, not some pharmaceutical company. You can assure that your immune system will be kicked in, and when it is, it's going to be strong enough to tackle that disease. But let's say you're taking a medication that they've given you because you have an autoimmune disease. That's, you know, if you have an autoimmune disease, That simply means that your own body's immune system is attacking your own body for some reason. Muscular dystrophy, HIV. These are autoimmune. Autoimmune, your body attacking itself. And so they'll give you something to suppress your immune system so it's not so active. And they'll warn you on the bottle that this will suppress your immune system. You may be subject to other illness, diseases. What if your immune system ain't about it? What if your immune system is not strong? What if you've never worried about, thought about, cared about building your health to the point where you have a strong immune system where you can fight whatever comes down the pike? You don't want to hear about nuts and twigs and eating right and all that good shit. You ain't interested in that. You want to eat whatever you want to eat. So you're pulling up at McDonald's right now. And you're going to get you a double cheeseburger with the blah, blah, blah on it. And you're going to get you some Taco Bell with some imitation cheese and everything else. And then when you get sick, you catch a disease that your immune system should be jumping on top of, but it ain't, your immune system ain't got what it needs to fight. Because if I gave you some vitamin C and said, take one of these every day, you put that shit on the shelf somewhere and probably never take it. If I gave you some vitamin D3, which is an immune system booster, if I gave you vitamin D3 and said this would boost your immune system, you'd put that shit in the medicine cabinet and you probably wouldn't see it until next year and wonder why you got this in the first place. So if you don't care about your health, then yeah, you're subject to everything shit, not just HIV, not just COVID. You're subject to everything come down the pipe. Because your natural immune system ain't working. Guys, what that presentation was about is personal responsibility. Not dependent on the government, not dependent on pharmaceutical companies who are out to make a profit. I mean, there are drugs that's been approved by the FDA. And then I turn on my TV in the morning, and some lawyers on there saying, are your loved one taking this medicine? Call us at 1-800 blah, 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 and died. Call us at 1-800 blah, blah, blah. This is medicine that has already been approved to be out there. Now they're recalling it. Are you still taking metformin for your blood pressure? They've recalled several drugs back that have been approved. You're going to depend on the pharmaceutical companies to do you right. And the government, pharmaceutical companies, whatever. So a pill and a shot, baby, it can only do so much. You got to come on with it. And if you don't, you won't. And something bad enough comes along, you're going to get sick. And you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you got a weak-ass immune system. Personal responsibility. So as we get back to the topic tonight, I think it's about the same shit. When I did the thing on spirituality and that you are creators, and I told you that you created this mess, this world, the way it is, that's personal responsibility. When I told you to own up to it, you can't change what you don't own. Take responsibility if you want to have the appropriate response. If you want the ability to respond appropriately, then you need to take responsibility. That's why I like this quote right here. There is no out there. Out there. That's deep. Because if everything you see, smell, taste, and touch in your world around you, by you, the good, the bad, and the ugly is a result of you and where you've been coming from. Now, you don't know that. This is not an indictment of you. As a matter of fact, I told you it ain't your fault. You don't even know you're creating. In the presentation I did on manifestation and creation and being creators, I pointed out very early on, well, what would happen if you were creating a world out here and had no idea that's what you were doing? It'll look just like what it looks like now. Because you follow, see, you've been told and you've been sold what to believe since you were a child. So have I. Folks been telling me what to believe since I was a kid. Parents, preachers, teachers, TV series, movies, media, the news, the government. MK Ultra. They said the government got something called MK, a program called MK Ultra, where they can actually put thoughts in your mind. You kidding me? Folks been messing with you since you were a child about what's possible and impossible, what's right and wrong, good, bad, belief and not belief. And so now here you sit. And you don't like the world you're in, and I told you you created it, but I told you it wasn't your fault because you created it out of ignorance that you were even creating. Some people don't even want to hear that they can manifest whatever they want and whatever they need. Some people don't want to hear that sounds like magic or something. What do you mean? I can create and manifest the world I want. If I could do that, I'd been done that. You didn't even know you could do it. Not only that, you don't believe you can do it. And I got news for you. If you don't believe it, you can't do it. I'm sorry. If you can't envision it, it's just like that book, The Secret, about envisioning the things that you want. Thoughts become things. If you can't even imagine in your head sitting in that new car, that yacht, or whatever it is you want. If you can't picture it, yourself in there doing that, ain't nowhere in hell you're going to manifest it. I can't believe you can manifest anything you can't believe. You perceive what you believe. You perceive the shit you believe. And what you believe is what you've been told to believe and what you bought in on. And if they didn't tell you it was real, it ain't real to you. I understand. But maybe it's time to change what you believe. Maybe it's time to reexamine your BS, your belief system. If you don't like the world you're in, because it turns out, according to these folks, you are the creator. That you're creating everything around you. And if you don't like it, change it. But you'll never be able to change until one, you realize you are the creator. Until you own this shit, this mess, this world. Until you take responsibility for the shape it's in. How about that? That's what I like about it. And when they say there is no out there, they're literally saying you, your consciousness, your mind creates this world you see when you open your eyes and close them, when you open your ears. And you've done it out of ignorance, so don't worry about it. Guys, it's not your fault that it's like that, because nobody told you you were a creator. I mean, you were a kid. You went to school. Nobody told you you were the creator of this universe, of this environment that you're in, this situation that you're in, this relationship that you're in, this personal relationship you have with yourself. All of that shit is created by you, they say. And if you know you can do it, you know, if you know better, you do better, you're supposed to. If you know that you can create, if you believe, Lord, have mercy. That's a powerful word, guys. If you, you know how powerful that word is. Before you poo-hoo what I'm saying, let me tell you how powerful the word believe is. I have several videos. Now, I should put some links in this chat room for you guys of doctors who have tried out placebos. Now, you might not know what a placebo is, but a placebo, every drug, including the every drug company that does clinical trials to test out its drugs, including this COVID, guys, by the way, this COVID vaccine, even though it's not a drug, it had to go through clinical trials. It had to do trials. They had to try it out on some folks. And so most of these clinical trials are double-blind trials. What do they mean, double-blind? Well, what it is that you don't know. They have at least three groups, guys. They have a group that takes the medicine. They have a group that doesn't take anything, a control group. And they have a placebo group. That's right. If you ever went to the pharmacy and got some medicine, a drug, maybe it had a piece of paper folded up in the bottle or in the box. If you pull that piece of paper out in the fine print, it'll tell you about those clinical trials. And one section will be placebo group. In those trials. What is the placebo group? Well, the placebo group is the group that are told they're being given the medicine. Oh, yeah. But they're not. They're given something that looks like the medicine. But it's just a sugar pill. It's just sugar. But they're told they're being given the drug that's supposed to cure them. Now, the videos I have, guys, that I'm going to put out there, that I should probably just pull them up, get a link for them and put them out there, is the sugar pill group is known as the placebo group. Now, you don't know of the three groups which one you're going to be sitting in if you're in this trial. So it's double blind. You don't know if you're getting the drug or not, or if you're getting the sugar pill. You don't know. And the people who are administering the drugs to you, they don't know. There's only a few people who know exactly who's getting the drug and who's getting the fake drug. The trial. This is a clinical trial. And every drug, damn near every drug, has to go through a clinical trial. And damn near every clinical trial has to have a placebo group in it. The people who think they're taking the medicine, who believe they're taking the medicine. Well, check this out. The FDA refused to put a drug on the market the other day because in the trials, seven out of 10 people who took the drug got better. Their tumors, they had tumors and the tumors went away and lessened and got smaller after a regimen on this drug. So the drug seemed to be working. The problem the federal government had is that when they looked at the sugar pill group, the folks who thought they were taking the drug, but sneaked the sugar pill on them instead of the real drug. 7 out of 10 of those people, tumors went away. You don't hear me. 7 out of 10 people who took the drug, tumors went away. But the Federal Drug Administration, wouldn't let the drug loose because the placebo group. The people who took a sugar pill thinking they was taking the drug, 7 out of 10 of them got better also. You tell me what's going on. Now, I got video after video, guys, and somehow I'm going to put that out there. But Another doctor did surgery. This was a European doctor, I think British doctor. He did surgery on a guy's knee. And while the guy was laying on the table, on the operating table, he was able to watch the surgery on a video that was over his head, showing him what was going on as they opened up his knee and cut and, you know, operated on. The thing was, is that the doctor slipped a DVD into a DVD player. And the guy laying there on the operating table, getting an operation on his knee, what he saw in the video over his head was a DVD of a previous surgery. But do you know, when that surgery was over, the guy and the doctors, when that surgery is over, what you're going to be seeing in this video is that years later, the doctor goes to the guy and asks him, how is he doing? And the guy said, I'm doing great, man. I walk to the stores now. I don't drive. I get out and I walk. See, I used to walk back in the old days when my feet got so bad, my ankles got, knees got so bad, I couldn't even walk to the store like I used to. Now I can walk and run. Thank you, doctor. And the doctor sit him down on the park bench. This is all happening in a park. He invited them to a park bench. And he sit them down on the bench and said, listen, I didn't do anything to your knee. I mean, I made an incision and sewed that back up. But the surgery that you thought you were looking at was an old video that I had, an old DVD of a previous surgery. I did no surgery on your knee. And the guy couldn't believe it. No, you must have. I'm better. I'm walking. I'm running. Say, I'm sorry, but I didn't operate on your knee. It was just a DVD you were watching. So three or four patients he invites to this bench in the park to expose to them, to tell them that they were just taking a sugar pill or they got a fake operation. And these people are great now. They're thanking the doctor. They can't wait to meet him and shake his hand and tell him how great everything has been, their health has been. And then he breaks the news to them that I gave you a sugar pill. What's going on, guys? If placebo was bullshit, why come every pharmaceutical company that puts out a new drug who has to do a clinical trial must have a placebo group in that trial? Why would they require that if this was just woo-woo stuff? Y'all don't hear me. Every drug that hits this market is approved by the FDA because in the clinical trials, they must have a placebo group. They must have a group of people who believe they took the medicine, but didn't really. So the doctors make it look like you're taking the medicine. As a matter of fact, check this out, and I want you to remember this. Try to remember this the next time you roll up your sleeve. As a matter of fact, in Europe, they've investigated this situation, and they've decided that a sugar pill doesn't work as well as a placebo to make people believe they just took a medicine. The sugar pill doesn't work as well as a capsule. So they put the sugar in a red and white capsule. And when people see a red and white capsule, he says, it seems to have even a better placebo effect on them. They really think they're taking something. And he says, but the thing that works the best is a hypodermic needle. That's right. When you get the jab, the next time you go get your jab. I want you to remember this, that in Europe they found that a needle injection really makes the patient think he just took a drug, even though he just took sugar water. And they're having great success, guys, with placebo treatments. What's happening here? I tell you what's happening. I mean, the underlying cord string that attaches all these incidents together is belief. For all intents and purposes, these people believed that they were getting operations. They believed that they were getting cures, drugs. They weren't, but they believed they were. And somehow or another, they're getting healthy. They're getting rid of the disease. What's going on, guys? I don't know what's going on, but I will tell you one thing. Belief, convincing you, making you believe something can change your fucking life, it seems, can save your life. In fact, in Mexico, in Central America also, they've been experimenting with this, and they've invented, they've come up with a name called nocebo, not just placebo, but nocebo. What is nocebo? Nocebo is that just like a placebo can get you healthy if you believe you're taking a drug that's going to make you healthy. Nocebo says you can also make yourself sick. Y'all don't hear me. If you can believe strong enough, you can make yourself healthy. That's placebo. But also if you believe something else, that you're sick, you can make yourself deathly ill, and ain't nobody can help you. Because you believe you're dying, and that's enough. So they have, not only do they have placebo, guys, they have nocebo, but the same thing applies to both. Belief. So when I tell you that you don't like the world you live in, when I tell you need to check your belief system, your BS, maybe you need to look at what you believe. Like I said, people have been telling you what to believe since you were a child. And you bought it. You've been sold an idea of the world around you that you carry around with you. But maybe you need to change that belief. Because it seems to me, scientifically, that belief can change you. It can save your life in a medical situation. By what you believe. Or it can kill you by what you believe. How about that? So I'm going to say it maybe often. You might hear me say, maybe it's time to examine what you believe. But I'm not just arbitrarily saying that. I'm not asking you to believe what I believe or anything else. I'm saying maybe you need to if you don't like the world you live in, if you don't like the life you live, if you're sick and ill, maybe you better change what you believe. Because you can believe yourself to health, obviously, and you can believe yourself to death. To death. Belief is important. And so, what you believe, you perceive. Write that down. Because look like that's the case. If you got a prescription drug, it might have a piece of paper in it. One I've noticed and I used to hold on to was one with Chantix, C-H-A-N-T-I-X. It's a gum that you chew to stop smoking. A lot of side effects, bad dreams, all kinds of shit. But there's also a piece of paper that comes with it that tells you about the clinical trials. And every clinical trial, fellas, folks, has a placebo group, a group who is fooled into thinking they're taking the drug, but they're not. They're taking a sugar pill. I mean, they submitted to the trial, so there's no moral problem there. You want it to be in a clinical trial. and you were elected to be in that trial, and now you're in it, you might get a sugar pill. Or you might get the real drug. Either way, guys, people are being healed who are taking nothing but a sugar pill. What's up with that? Belief is up with that. That's all it is. What you believe, you perceive. Maybe if you don't like your situation, maybe if you want to change the world around you and in your home and your relationships and in your mind, your relationship with you, maybe you need to change what you believe. Maybe it's a time for you to change what you believe. If you are creators and you don't believe you are, then you're creating in ignorance, and so no wonder you got a mess. If you are a manifester and don't know it, you're manifesting every day, all day, in ignorance, in pure ignorance, that this is you making this shit happen to you. What if you knew better? I mean, you had a belief system that says, I'm a creator. I manifest my reality. You know what? You know what the problem with that is? It makes you responsible for your situation. What? It makes you responsible. It means you can't point the finger at them. Them others over there that's oppressing you or whatever. They're yours, all of it. The people, the places, the things, they belong to you. And if you don't like the way they are, change them. If you thought you could, wouldn't you? But I'm telling you, you can't. I'm telling you what Einstein told scientists around the world. One of Einstein's great scientists, Albert Einstein, one of Einstein's greatest quotes is that a person cannot change, a person cannot solve a problem in the same mindset in which they arrived at the problem. You don't hear me. You can't change shit in the same mindset that brought shit on. Time for change, baby. And revolution is just change. And this show is called Revolutionary Life, guys, because we're all about change. But you don't change the mirror if your hair is messed up. You don't go over and comb the mirror, do you? I hope not. That don't work. You don't comb the mirror. The mirror is outside of you, reflecting you. You comb your hair, and the mirror will follow suit. That makes you responsible. Now, if you're afraid of responsibility, if you get a kick out of blaming somebody else for your situation, or if you prefer to do that rather than take responsibility for your situation, this is alien to you. You didn't cause this universe. You didn't cause this government. You didn't cause this neighborhood to be the way it is. You didn't cause your relationship to be the way it is. You didn't cause your relationship with yourself to be the way it is. It's all because of the world or outside of you. Well, check this out. The title of this show is that there is no out there. Forget about it. There is no out there. Stop pointing your finger. There is no out there. Out there. I had to deal with that little phrase to get a real understanding of what they were trying to say. And when I picked up on that little personal responsibility piece, I said, I like that. Because true or not, it puts the responsibility for your life in your hands. Own it. I always say, can't change what you don't own, so own it. Say, I caused that. I wasn't thinking. I didn't even know I caused it because I didn't know I could cause anything. I'm telling you that if I tell you you're manifested and you believe it, then you stop and you are particular about what you believe. You're particular about what you think, your thoughts. You're particular about how you approach the world. Now that you know you are the architect of your world. And you are the architect of your world. It's not something to make you feel like, oh, okay, that's good. I'm going to go back to thinking the way I've been thinking and doing the same shit I've been doing. You know what? That's temporary. That they tell me that if you keep doing the same thing, the same way, over and over again and expecting a different result, that's a definition for insanity. That's a definition for insanity. You can't keep doing the same thing the same way and expecting shit to change for you. You have to change, baby. Now, that's a big responsibility. I know that. But don't be scared. If you can believe it, then you just take up the sword, baby. You just take on the responsibility because that's power, isn't it? That's power. I know people, when I was a kid, I know people who'd be on their way to fishing, to go fishing, or go to the casino, and somebody in the car might say, we ain't going to win anything today. Or we ain't going to catch any fish today. And somebody in the car would turn to them and say, don't say that. You're jinxing us. You ever heard that, guys? Anyway, and I don't know if you ever heard anything like that, but in my community, people would say, don't say that. Don't talk like that. Don't even say that because you're just going to jinx the whole trip. By saying it's going to go bad anyway and all that kind of stuff, you're just jinxing. You're just jinxing, jinx. I guess that means you're screwing up the whole trip. You're making bad luck is jinxing, I guess. You're giving the whole trip bad luck before we even get there. Oh, we're going to the casino, but you never win anything at the jinx casino. We ain't probably going to lose all our money. And you'll say, hold on now. Don't start talking like that. You're going to end up jinxing the whole enterprise. But guess what? If I got the power to jinx, I got the power to bless. If I got the power to make things go bad by what I say and believe, then I got the power to make things go good. And this power is power. You can call me, you can say I'm jinxing the trip because I'm talking negative about the trip. Then if I talk positive about the trip, is that blessing the trip? Or do I just have the power to jinx and that's it? No, hell no. If I can do one, it's just power. If I can do one, I can do the other. It's just power. If I can jinx the trip, maybe I can bless the trip. If I got that kind of power. You understand? You don't know how much power you have. Nobody is. Nobody's going to tell you. You're sheep. You're going to tell sheep the way out? Nobody's going to tell you. And because many of the people don't even know themselves. Because they've been raised the same way you is. And they either bought in or sold out and they pass that shit on to you. Your limitations, your belief system, parents, teachers, preachers, movies, TVs, series. They've been telling you what to think since you were a child. Maybe it's time to change what you believe. I don't know about this thing called there is no out there, that it's all mind, that it's all being generated by our mind in our consciousness. We feel it, we smell it, we taste it, but all that's being generated by our mind, ain't shit out here, ain't nothing out there. It's all going on in your head. There's no out there. Once I learned what that meant, I kind of liked it. I don't know if I believe it yet. Well, what I do believe is in taking personal responsibility for your health, your immune system and all that shit, for your health and for your life and your situation. If you don't like your situation, change it, but you cannot change what you do not own up to. But you do not say, that's my fault. I did that. That's deep. But you can't change what you don't own, baby. Own it. Own this world just like it is. Once you do that, now you're in a position to change it. You can protest, carry signs, go downtown, protest, riot, whatever. You can write your congressman. You can run, you can go vote. But I got news for you. When you protest the government or whatever, when you write your congressman, when you go and vote to try to change things, speak out, I got news for you. There's an ancient saying that I wish you never forget. You will, but I hope you never forget. There's an ancient saying, guys. And that saying is that lions do not lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. You didn't hear me. You couldn't. You can write your congressman, brother. You can vote. Or you can pick up a picket sign, or you could riot and burn it down if you want to. But I got news for you. There's an ancient saying that I'd like for you to remember. Lions do not lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. They just don't. Express yourself and your opinion. That's up to you. But just keep that little quote in mind. It's been around a long time, so shit that lasts that long might have some truth in it. I'm going to open up my lines here in a minute because I'd like to hear what you have to say. The title of our show tonight, There Is No Out There. What if I told you? Is the title. The title is a question. What if I told you that there is no out there. I love it. And I'm going to give you a little music, guys. When I come back, I'm going to open up my chat room. I'm going to open up my phone lines, and I'm going to be taking y'all calls. I set a whole side of my show together. I set aside a whole part of my show just for you. I call it Your Time to Shine. Let me give you some music. I'll be right back while you think about contacting me, because I'd like to hear your opinion.
Paul. Just a little. I just want to come.
Hey, you are listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary, and I want you to keep in mind that we're here every week, day, night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, if you're listening, if you're on the site, you will notice that there's a follow button at the top of the site. And that follow button, if you click it, then you will be alerted when we're live. Across from that button is a share button. If you know someone who's interested in these subjects, in this subject matter, share it with them. Share it with them. Maybe you might not be interested and they would be. Both of y'all are. Share it with them and they can come over here and talk to Revolutionary Life. Because this is a call-in show, guys. We're in our call-in section. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. If you call me, you go straight on to the air, guys. There's no secretaries. You call me, you go straight on to the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. I also have my chat room open. If you have questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. This part of the show, I call it your time to shine. It's your time to shine. If you have questions, comments, let's hear about them. The title of our show tonight, What If I Told You That There Is No Out There? Out there. Think about it. Call me or hit my chat and let's talk. Let me give you a little music. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every week, day, night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight, and I'm your host, Gary. Tonight, we've been asking the question. We asked the question tonight as part of our title of this show, our topic tonight. What if I told you? What if I told you that there is no out there? Out there. That it's an illusion put together by your mind. That it's all consciousness. It's all going on in your head. That there is no one to point the finger at. There is no one to blame for your situation. It's on you. Now, when I first put this presentation together, guys, I had to look into this statement to see what these folks were talking about. What do you mean there is no out there? And it sounded kind of new agey to me. But I liked it. I liked the concept because the concept says your responsibility. Because the concept puts the blame in your court. I forgive you because you didn't know you were a creator. You remember my last presentation of being a creator, being a manifester? How do you know you're manifesting? Nobody told you you were creating the world around you. So whatever this world is like out here, you created it, but it wasn't your fault. You did it in ignorance of the fact that you could create the world you want to live in. Nobody told you that. They told you to suck it up and fit into the world as it exists today, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Just get up and go to work in the morning. Pay them bills. Get in debt. So we have you to the day you die. Build somebody else's dream. Because ain't no sense in you dreaming. You ain't got no power to make nothing happen. You're just a sheep. You're just a squirrel in another person's world. I come on here and I tell you, you do have power. That it ain't in the past and the future. It's in the present moment, which a place you don't spend much time. Your body does, but your mind doesn't. That look on your face is about something that happened 5 minutes ago or something you expect to happen 5 minutes from now. It ain't about what's really going on right now or something that happened to you 10 years ago. You're still carrying around. Check this out. The Buddhists tell a story about two monks walking through the woods. And the two monks come up on a stream of water. It's rained, so the stream is almost overflowing, and it's rushing. The water's rushing down through this valley, and they have to cross this stream of water. And when they get to the water's edge, there's a woman standing there. Now, she's afraid to step into that water. Because it's moving so swiftly. And it's so deep now. And so the monks, who've taken a vow not to even talk to anybody who's not a monk, a vow of silence to to the outside world. They're not supposed to talk even, not let alone touch them. They're not even supposed to talk to people who are not in their order, who is not a monk. But these two monks come up on this woman standing next to this rushing water, and she's afraid to go across. And one of the monks go over and picks this woman up and walks across the water with her and put her down on the other side of that water safely. And then the two monks went on about their way. Now, the second monk, who didn't touch this woman, he was sweating. He was shaking. And the monk who carried the woman looked at him and said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "We're not supposed to touch these people. We're not supposed to talk to them, touch them, or anything if they're not in our monk or in our order, in our religious order. We're not supposed to even have a conversation with these people. You pick that lady up. What's going to happen?" And the monk who picked the lady up turned to his fellow monk, who was nervous, upset, scared. And he told that monk, "Brother, I put that woman down a mile ago. Why are you still carrying her?" See, y'all don't hear me. The monk who helped the woman across turned to his fellow monk, who was scared because he had broken a vow. They were supposed to touch, not talk to other people. And here this brother monk of his done picked this woman up and took her across this water and set her safely down on the other side. And now they're a mile down the road, and the second monk, who didn't touch this woman, he's sweating beads of sweat running off him. He's scared. He's worried about his monk's future, his monk's soul. Well, the monk who carried the woman turned to his fellow monk and said, "Brother, I put that woman down a mile ago. Why are you still carrying her?" Most of y'all live in the past. I mean, your body is in the present, but it's like wearing virtual reality glasses. You're knocking shit over because you're responding to what's in the glasses, not what's real. When you're wearing those glasses, you can step on somebody's feet. You can knock over a glass of water on the table because you're responding not to the world around you, not to the present moment. You're responding to what you see in those glasses, your thoughts. Your past and your future. That's what those glasses are. And you wear them every day. And that look on your face is about something that happened 10 years ago or 5 minutes ago or something you expect to happen when you get there 5 minutes from now. The present moment is just in your way because you're trying to get to this other moment. Yeah, you don't live in the present moment. That's where your power is. That's where your power is. The present and the future are mental shit. You can only do past and present in your head, right? You can't touch, smell, taste the past or the future. That's all stuff you do up there in your mental masturbation. You can feel, taste, and touch the present. Spend much time there. You spend much time fucking with shit you can't change. You can't change the past. The future ain't even got here yet. How you gonna change the future? When it gets here, it's gonna always be in the now, baby. Now is where you make your past, and the future is born. This concept of a past and a future is born out of now. That's right. When you talk about the past, you talk about 10 years ago, 5 minutes from now. Everything starts right here in the present, baby. Even the past and the future ideas all are measured by your present moment. But you don't spend much time here. You're too worried about what happened to you 5 minutes ago or 10 years ago. You're still carrying that woman. You remember the story about the two monks? Why are you still carrying something that happened 10 years ago or 5 minutes ago? And so, what if I told you that there is no out there, that everything you see, smell, taste, touch is in your head, going on in your mind? You have never seen anybody hypnotized, and they put their hand in ice water, and they tell them it's hot, it's boiling, or they put their hands in boiling water and tell them it's ice cold, and they put their hands in that boiling water and take it out, and there's not a scar on them. That was boiling water, but somebody told them while they was hypnotized that that was ice water, and they can put their hands in it and take it out and not be burnt. I told you about placebo. You can take a sugar pill and your tumors go away because you believed you was taking the actual drug. You don't hear me. It's in your head, guys. It's belief. It may be time to examine your BS, your belief system. Because if it didn't tell you you were in charge of shit, it told you you weren't. My previous presentation, I told you that a supervisor of mine was left in charge of the whole West Coast operation because of a meeting the higher-ups were having. And I walked up to him and said, "Hey, buddy, what is it like being in charge?" And you know what he told me? He says, "Gary, there's only one thing worse than being in charge." I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Not being in charge." There's only one thing worse than being in charge, he said, and that's not being in charge. When I think of this concept of there is no out there, I don't know how that works, God. I read about it, and I think the point was that they was trying to say everything is going on in your head. Nothing's really going on out here, around you and in front of you, above you and below you. All this shit is going on in your mind. I said, "Damn, I can't believe it. That's hard to believe." But then there was something about that I liked, and I know, and you know what that something was: personal responsibility for this world and this situation. You can't change what you don't own. Own it. Say it's my fault. Don't point it out. Don't point anybody else out. The government, the Illuminati, none of that stuff. You might have to change what you believe if you don't like what you see in the world around you. Because you can't change other people. Own it. And you can change it, but you can't change what you don't own. Can't change other people's shit. That's my car out there. You might like to see 22-inch rims on it. You can't walk up to my car and put 22-inch rims on it. You can do it to your car, not mine. You can't change what you don't own. Own up to this world. Own up to your personal situation. Own up to what's going on in your house. Own up what's going on in your head, in your mind, in your body. That was when I get to the health and body, that's immunization, guys. What good does it do to have a vaccine when you ain't got an immune system worth shit? But if I told you how you could strengthen your immune system, if I said here's some zinc, if I said here's some D3, vitamin D3. Both of these are known to boost your immune system. And I said, that stuff over there you eating is known, or those drugs you're taking are known to to reduce you, to weaken your immune system. Yeah, but I like eating this. All right, go ahead. And no vaccine. I told you the vaccine is supposed to kick in your immune system, but what if you ain't got one? Or what if it ain't worth shit? Or what if it's weak? What if it can't fight a germ if a germ came along? No vaccine is going to help you. Now, that's news today in the news today. This is the 16th of November, 2021. In the news today, they highlight at least two people so far that have beat HIV naturally. That they have now built natural immunity to HIV. And one of the women were pregnant and she had a baby, and that baby is HIV negative. Natural immunity. There's another article that says that natural immunity lasts longer than vaccines. Did you hear that? There's research now that's coming out that's saying those who have natural immunity will be more immune longer than those who took the vaccine. Maybe that's why you need a booster shot. Two shots and then a booster. And next year, you might need another one because there's a new variant coming out. Isn't that interesting that you're supposed to be immune behind this shot, but you got to take a second one? Ain't that interesting? You're supposed to be immune behind taking those shots, but you got to take a booster. Ain't that interesting? And then they got people like Colin Powell. People might remember General Colin Powell, ex-commanding chief, who died recently, RIP, from COVID. The man was fully vaccinated. Y'all don't hear me. Vaccination ain't going to help you if you don't help you. So, when I heard this esoteric kind of thing, there is no out there. It's all in your head. I figured it was just some more metaphysical stuff. But as I noticed, there's something intriguing about that. Because what it does is it lays the responsibility for change on you. You scared of that? I know, but don't be scared. Make some changes. And starts with changing what you believe, obviously, because that's what got us where we are, it seems. My lines are still open. I got a little more time, guys. So my phone number, if you're interested in calling us here, is 563-999-3531. Call me, you go straight on to the air, guys. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody hears my response. There's a chat room open. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'm monitoring the chat. I'll respond. I set this whole part of the show aside, and I call it Your Time to Shine. We got a few more minutes. If you have something to say on this subject and you'd like to say it on the air, or if you want to talk to me on a chat, hit it. I'm listening. Let me give you a little music while you make up your mind. Here we go, guys. Wow. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, we've been dealing with a concept called there is no out there. Out there. I want to thank everyone who listened in for listening in tonight. We had an interesting subject tonight. We had a deep dive into some metaphysical stuff that I kind of like, only because of the responsibility gets placed back on you for you, not on me, not on the Illuminati, not on the secret societies, not on the government, you. Ain't nothing out there but you. Don't like it, change it to the world you like for it to be. Nobody told you it was in your hands. I understand that. Since you were a child, nobody told you what you were capable of. But maybe it's time to change your BS, your belief system, to one that says, I am the creator of my world. And no one else. Thank you again for listening in, for those who listen in. I'll be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, actually. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow night at 7, CST. And you never know what the topic's going to be. So like I said, hit that follow button. If you're on my site, you will see a follow button. Hit that follow button and you'll be notified when we're live. And you have a heads up on what the topic's going to be. Also across from that follow button, the share button. Hit that share button if you know anybody who might be interested in the subject matter. That's fine. This is a call-in show. So they can express their opinions in this show. Also, guys, just keep in mind that all of our shows are archived, including this one. So if you weren't able to stay for the whole thing and that kind of thing, you can always pick these shows up on my on-demand section. If you look at my site and scroll down, you'll see a section called On Demand. Those are all of our previous shows. Pick the topic at your leisure and play it and listen anytime, anytime. We're here now. Thank you again. I want to wish everybody a good night. My name is Gary. You're here with Revolutionary Life, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I'm going to take us out with a little music, and I just want to wish you a good night. A buenas noches. A bono note. Ciao.